Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Owned.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits. And we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Hey there. Hi, party people. It's Kelly. Happy New Year. We're in 2024. Brian's in Canada. And today we have amazing people with us. Well, here, there, and everywhere. The room's getting full already, right, ladies? Okay. My co-host is the amazing, the special, the sparkly, Cheryl Kerrigan. Cheryl, say hello.
Hey, hello, and Happy New Year.
Woohoo!
Fireworks.
Yeah.
Shooting everywhere.
It's going to be a fun one. And actually, not only are we live streaming on a whole bunch of different platforms when we record, this show is going to actually air on AM 950 very, very quickly as well. We're going to try to do a tighter turn. Also, check us out on our podcast platforms, Being Curious, and then the Edge Network. You know, I don't think I talk about this enough. We have this amazing magazine, Edge Magazine. Check it out. We're in 30 states now. Drop spots all over Minnesota. We have an event coming up in March. Like, you guys, we're so much stuff behind the scenes in the Edge community, and I'm wondering why I don't sleep. So, rock on. Thank you very much.
But you just gave me goosebumps. Oh. 2024 is going to be phenomenal.
Woo, fireworks.
Woo-hoo!
Okay. So, hey, without further ado,
let's go. We have an amazing guest today. I actually met her not that long ago, yeah. And when we ran in today, she said, "I know you." So, how cool is that? We have Kathy Gnatic, and she is an astrologer, and she looks at astrology through the lens of a lifetime spiritual leader and teacher. How cool is that? That gave me the chills.
Bam!
It just gave me the chills. Woo! And when we asked her what she was curious about, her response, I love it, because it's in capital letters, and she said everything. Yeah. And then she wrote LOL. So I like, instead of LOL, I like giggle. So Kathy, roll. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I love the introduction to the show, the openness, the idea of creating a sacred and safe space is like so important, and having these conversations matters to me so much. So thank you for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. So tell us, what is 2024. We entered new energy, girl. What do you got to say?
Oh, yeah. Let's just, like, do
wow.
that. Like, right?
2024 is really big. You can feel it, right? Sort of naturally. I think we all feel the tension building up. There are three really big transits happening for us this year. The first one is Pluto is going to be entering Aquarius January 20th, and it'll be there almost the whole year. He comes back for a little bit at the end of the year. And then he goes back into Aquarius until 2034, I think. So 20 years. And, you know, Aquarius is this air sign that's all about community. You started talking about how important community feels to you right now. So that just resonates with the energy that we have.
Well, and it's the right community. And I'm not trying to be an elitist, but it's like your tribe community.
Yes.
It's like some historic relationships.
Yeah.
Or relationships out of obligation. You're kind of just like,
done
okay,
with it.
Thank
yeah.
you. Like, love you. Want to be next?
You.
Like, totally
yeah.
love it. It's all good. But, you know, I can love you from afar, and we can love and respect and kind each other, but we don't need to go do that dance anymore.
Or also, because I've had people come in for readings, and when I talk to them deeply, they'll talk about how they don't have a place. Like, all the people that they're with, their family, people that they really care about, long-term friends, don't engage in the spiritual questions in the way that they do. And so we were talking earlier about, like, part of what my goal is. I have a lot of 11th house planets. That's the house that has to do with groups, and is to build this community, a safe space where people can come and share not just astrology, but tarot, I Ching, what's going on in their lives. And we do that once a month. And I don't know, it feels like just super important to me that that's part of my mission in life, is to build this space for people.
Can I say the word friendship?
Yeah, you can say
because
the word friendship.
Sometimes when we gather in these spiritual groups, we always say, oh, well, I'm, you know, gathering for the purpose of practicing or whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? I just want to use the word friendship in 2024. It's about building new friends. It's about surrounding yourself with a higher level of energy friends. And you know what? Yeah. I just posted on Facebook the other day. It was something about family. And I said, I want people to remember your family of choice.
Yes.
And I think, Kathy, that's what you're creating in these groups is a friendship base. You know, some of my best friends have come from spiritual groups that I've belonged to over the years. And because why? Our energies
absolutely
flow.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I think friendship is what you're teaching people too. Not only astrology and building those and studying tarots and all the things that bring us together.
Yeah.
But how cool is it to create a group of friends who all are on some sort of spiritual journey,
right,
who get each other.
And part of it is like, you know, with the astrology group, we meet once a month at the beginning of the month, right? Mm-hmm. And when you build up a group where you connect with each other over a period of time, you get to know and share the sadnesses and the beautiful moments. And you know that you can keep going back to that space and feel welcomed in. You know?
Okay, I've got to interject a beautiful, like, real thing that I'm living right now.
So
we adopted a bulldog 6 months ago.
Mm.
Waited 13 years for a bulldog. I'm a bulldog owner. For all the bulldog owners that are out there right now that understand, there's dogs, there's pets, and then there's bulldogs.
Yeah.
Okay? Amen. Diesel showed up in our world. He was 90 pounds.
Oh, I've seen this on Facebook, right? Like, you've got some stuff going on, right?
And he's really sick. He has a brain tumor. It's not good, right? And he was already supposed to be put down. So I started January 1st on the kitchen floor crying with this dog. Mm. My mom was in the hospital. They thought she had a stroke. There was just all this stuff going on. What do I get to? So I've dealt with the vets. I've dealt with modern medicine. I dialed into our community.
Yeah.
Cheryl is one of the beautiful people that I reached out to.
Yeah.
Diet and Michelle Jacobson and oh my gosh, Adam Dines, like, and Leah Marie set up a GoFundMe for him because we were going to do CAT scans and we thought it was an ear surgery and it was like $8,500 that it was going to all of a sudden. And I just asked for help. I think we can ask for help of our friends that
I
understand us.
Yeah.
And I can reach out because so many people call me and they're like, hey, would you do a quick check-in or would you do this? And I'm very, very generous with my gift or my sharing.
Yeah, we share.
And I finally
asked
because this is so in me that I'm getting blinders.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when you have all of these beautiful people that you can just say, please, and they just jump in and they just help and they just assist and they hold space and they check in. And we haven't known each other for 25 years, but it's this comfort. It's this frequency. Yeah. It's this like we've got you. And we're able to use our gifts and abilities and we just kind of bring it in and it's just normal and it feels right.
And we're going to need it.
Thank you for letting me just burst in.
No, you go because I think we're going to need it this year. There's some bumpy spots in the astrology for sure. And we can already feel the tension where there's, you know, the word splitting. It's this us or them kind of mentality that's entered the world. We can see it really clearly in the astrology. I mean, you don't need the astrology to know that right now we're really divided. And so having spaces where you can be with people who don't want to take one side or the other, but want to be in the center and really bring their soul forth into the world in like a holistic way. That's what I think part of creating a group is because you get multiple perspectives, like in a circle, right? You're always in a circle and you're getting perspectives from all parts of humanity and all the archetypal energies. You're not just getting one person leading, you know, like if you take a class and you have a teacher and then there's people out in the group that just does not have the right sort of feminine energy of opening up the space for new stuff to come in. So anyway, that's also really important as we enter these times where it's going to be really tempting to take sides because we have some really tough energy, particularly toward the end of the year. Mars is going to go retrograde right after it opposes Pluto. Mars
so
is
what
the
does
god
that
of
mean?
War. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So Mars is the god of war. Mars has a lot to do with anger, expression of our anger. Women need Mars. A lot of women have difficult Marses in their chart. They don't know how to express their anger directly, right? But there's going to be a retrograde period is when a planet looks like it's moving backward in the sky. It's a time for introspection around that planet. And Mars is going to be retrograde for about 3 months, which is a really, or he's going to be in the same sign for about 3 months in that period. So it's going to be this time when tempers are going to flare. And it's opposing Pluto, which is the god of the underworld.
Is this during the time that the election is supposed to be happening?
Chica,
I just it saw sure that is. And I was like,
wait a minute. Yeah. I did see the end of the year.
Oh. In fact, Mars opposes Pluto exactly the day of the election.
Oh, of course. Yes.
And I have a Mars-Pluto opposition in my chart right now. That can last for about 2-3 years. So I'm really getting to understand. And it feels like there's a purpose behind me getting to understand these power struggle issues so that I can help people through them, right? Through how to hold and contain your desire to oppress the other. Because that's what we all need to be doing is sort of when we can enter a meditative space, hold that energy and not lash out. Whenever there's an opposition, there's a desire to sort of project. You know the word projection?
Yep. You know, Kathy, my article that's coming out in the next issue of What's More Wonderful Than the Edge?
We're going to have you all converted. You're all going to need the
that's
edge.
Right. You do need the edge. What do you mean they're going to need it? They need the edge.
Yeah, we need the edge.
But my article is about responding versus reacting.
Yes.
And isn't that great?
It really is.
I mean, ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
I sat the editor this morning, and it's like, you know, there's such a difference between responding versus reacting. Yeah. And Kelly and I had coffee the other day, and we were talking about some things. And when we were doing it, I was telling her I had this little incident with a deer. And all you have to say is a deer, and you know that cha-ching, cha-ching, right?
Yeah.
But in that, it was the way I responded, and I didn't react.
Exactly.
And all the earth angels, just like you and Diesel, that showed up. You know, people I didn't know, this man who pulled over to say, are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Not is your car okay? Or, you know, are you? And then check the car. I think there's so many good people on this earth.
There are.
And in my version with the deer, it ended up as a plus-plus for so many people. So many people, it got a blessing out of this poor deer who got sacrificed. The thing, the big piece is here is I didn't react. I mean, I didn't freak out. Yep, I had a really bad situation. I was so happy to be blessed that I wasn't hurt, that the car was, you know, can be fixed. It's just a thing. But I think it's that piece for 2024 for us is for us to be able to say, you know what, we get to respond.
Yeah.
But we don't have to come back with the left paw. We don't have to come in with the right hook and the left hook and start fighting. We're not going to get anywhere that way.
Right.
You know?
And also, at the same time, because we are all so human, so human.
Oh, amen.
And there are going to be times, sometimes this energy, like we have Jupiter-Uranus conjunct. Jupiter's the god of passion and optimism and expansion. Uranus is this planet that has to do with revolution. They're going to be conjunct in April. It's going to be a really strong energy in some ways that can bring us innovation. But, you know, when these energies are with us, sometimes they come at us from behind and we can't help but maybe stick our foot in it.
Yep.
And I mean, I know you know this, but like also being kind to yourself, you know, to me, one of the reasons you can use astrology or try and track it is so that you get a little bit of a view of what might be happening to you so you can get in line with it. But then also after the fact, if you stick your foot in it, you can say, yep, I am not always in control. And there might have been karma behind the particular experience I had with somebody.
But it can
right?
help us going in like an example of election. We can go back.
Yeah.
Like, we can go into election like, okay.
Absolutely.
The S might get real and people might be a little punchy, but okay, just go with grace and just, right, don't join the riots in the streets. And
I was
don't,
just
like,
going
right,
to say, because like, the energy post-election is even stronger than Election Day in some ways. And so, waiting to see and hopefully responding instead of reacting and going within to your feelings and your feeling body and not just out of your habits or brain, right?
That's why we call the show the Being Curious Show.
Because
if we all come to the table just curious and actually want to listen to each other.
Yeah.
I mean, just throwing it down. COVID. If everybody would have come to the table and just given each other the benefit of the doubt and said, you're going to be doing your thing because you feel it's best for you and your family.
Yeah.
And you're going to be doing your thing because it's your best for your family and the country and this and this and this. And you actually came to the table and said, let's talk and let's listen. we would have come out of it, but maybe we were, as a society, supposed to have that learning. So, like,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's so complicated.
But how do we go through it and then know, like, okay, let's not do that again, or let's come to the table and actually ask questions and listen. Like, that's
the
my big thing.
The energy was so strong then, it was almost impossible. That was when you had Jupiter, Pluto, Saturn, and the South Node all together. It was, everybody knew this.
We didn't have a shot.
That the S was going to hit the fan.
Yeah.
Oh, it hit the fan.
It did.
Yeah,
hit the
2020
fan.
Hit the fan. And I think that's the piece that makes it so important for me. And I'm going to stomp on it and stomp on it and stomp on it in 2024 is we need to go back to the communities. Mm-hmm. We need to build places for us to go. So, yeah. Because everybody ran, everybody hid, everybody. Yeah. And then there was all this judgment and all that. It's like, let it go.
Yeah.
And let's move up. So let it go. Let it go.
Let it go.
So that's that whole piece is for 2024 is like, how can we swoop back around? How can we connect with friends, create new friends? Now the new song, Make New Friends But Keep the Old, Some Are Silver and the Other Are Gold, just popped into my head. I don't know what I am. I guess I'm playing music today.
Yeah.
But I think that's that piece, Kathy, about your groups, about what you're doing, about, you know, I don't work a lot with astrology. I work with the angels. And so a lot of what you say to me falls right in line with what the angels are saying.
Right, exactly.
And my
that's
community,
how it works.
Right?
Yeah.
I just think that's so neat. But the cool thing is we're talking the same language.
We're
just using different words.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys. We're going to pause that.
Sounds
go into
good.
Segment two.
Awesome.
This is fantastic. The Being Curious Show. I'm Kelly. That's Cheryl. That's Kathy. We're rocking it. We'll be back.
Cheers, girls.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers. Lovely energy.
Exciting news! The Being Curious Show is undergoing a transformative shift, transitioning to a podcast-only format starting February 2024. Join us on all major podcast platforms at the Edge Network for interrupted access to enlightening and curious conversations. Don't miss a single episode as we delve into thought-provoking discussions. Embrace the transformative and stay tuned for an immersive auditory experience that sparks curiosity. Subscribe on your preferred podcast platform now. Be a part of the Being Curious Show. Here, there, and everywhere.
Wondering if you're aligned with your purpose, career, and relationships? Is a transition puzzling you? Astrologer Kathy Gannat can help you find answers to these questions and more. With a master's in clinical psychology and deep spiritual insight, Kathy will help you connect with your true self. Text or call Kathy at 612-381-7640 to schedule a reading today. And for astrology updates, follow Kathy on Instagram at astro.gnat.
Hello. Hello, everybody. It's Kelly. That's Cheryl. That's Kathy. We're rocking it out today. Happy New Year. We're talking about being curious and approaching things in life in a curious way. I love that big, like, huge, deep cleansing breath. Our chosen family, and, you know, a lot of it could be us finding our soul family here on Earth, and we have our birth origin families, and thank you. Like, I want to, like, thank them. High five. Thanks for getting me here. It's all good. Like, rock on. But I love friends Thanksgiving, and I love, like, okay, so hi to Maureen, Wings of Freedom. We share a lot of our holidays together. And if you think about what we do on Christmas, for, like, people on the outside looking in, we, of course, have a beautiful meal and we get the kids and then they go upstairs and then we open portals and talk to the galactic brothers and sisters and we bring in energy and it's so, and we pull cards and, like, Merry Christmas. And it's really, really fun. And then we go over to my in-laws and we do the normal standard, right? But it just, it feels so good to just
Be yourself.
Be ourselves. So for everybody being themselves this year, rock on.
Yeah.
Okay. There's my rambling start to the show.
No, it was perfect though, because it, like, stepped right into.
I see our Christmases and stuff getting bigger now of all these different people that are like, oh, you could do that for Christmas.
Yeah.
And we're going to be like, come on over, bring a dish.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Let's see how many portals we could open in one day.
Oh, my gosh.
We wouldn't even have time to go to your in-laws. I'm sorry.
No, it's great. Well, sometimes we're eating, and I can feel the energy coming in. And I'm like, Maureen, they're all waiting.
The Ring camera's going off. The Ring camera's going off.
Gosh, it's crazy. No, it's awesome. It's really fun.
It It sounds amazing.
It is, and it's good people, and it's just fun, and it turns into Thanksgiving and Easter, and right, and mm-hmm. We're gonna have to expand it out because mm-hmm. it's great, and the insight and the messages, and so we pulled cards on Christmas, and I think mine was like blow up or something. Like it was like you're gonna blow up, and then reshuffle everything, but then the miracles are going to happen.
Yeah.
So part of my decision to like not do paper anymore and just be digital and electronic, which day two is really hard.
I'm serious. To go.
I feel like an idiot.
Sorry. I just feel this call to go back to that Jupiter Uranus conjunction that's going to be on April 20th for you and for everybody.
Okay, everybody write April 20th.
I think it's Weeds Day as well.
I was going to say, I know that day.
Everybody go to Strains of the Earth in Jordan, Minnesota, and Carver.
Yeah.
On April 20th. Oh, they have really fun April 20th events. I love how you're April 20th.
Yeah. So anyway, it's going to be this day for everybody where there can be this blowing up where
ships
Jupiter's in Taurus, this earth sign, and it's expansive. Mm-hmm. And when it trines Uranus, conjoins Uranus, they're going to be right next to each other and Uranus is this planet of, I need to be authentic. I need to be free. I need to break free of old habits. When Jupiter gets there, it brings in this energy of innovation. That if we can all, because again, that's what astrology can do for you, is it let you know when it's the moment, when there's an opening, like the I Ching shows you, like if you ever do the I Ching or any other divinatory tool like tarot, it can show you when it's a good time to step into something. And that's why I like astrology sometimes a little bit better, because it can give you sort of more exact dates almost. Mm-hmm. So you can be looking forward to it. So anyway, that resonates so much with that blow up. So
am I blowing up early?
No. It just might be a premonition of what's to come.
Because
get ready.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Kelly, do you remember that I wrote on my computer at the beginning of the year when you and I were chit-chatting, we were doing a Zoom, and I got off the phone with Kelly, and I wrote down a note, and it's still on my computer.
Yeah.
And I think that was the first quarter of 2023. And it said, just do something, .. You can adjust as you go.
Yeah.
And I think that's really the energy I was feeling for 2024.
It's
just jump in, girl. Just get your feet wet. And things are going to shift and change and move. And I see us dancing a lot in 2024 because it's a lot of energy that we have to be able to not be rigid.
I think that's right, because Uranus is going to knock you on your butt if you're rigid, right?
Right.
I mean, the new opportunity or whatever.
Yes.
If you've gotten sort of so stuck in, I'm going to stay with this thing, you won't be able to transition.
This is for you. Just letting you know, Steve. If you're listening.
She gave us $5 a piece to bring this up just for you, Steve.
I love you.
But she does love you. She did put a preference on that.
The cement that we've been talking about getting out of. You heard it from the experts. Just listen. Don't have to listen to me.
Oh,
just the other people.
Just the other people.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I love when this resonates.
I think the piece is when I say dance, I mean move.
Right.
We need to be able to ebb, flow, move, adjust. You know, people say to me, what do you have here? And I'm like, you know, I'm worried about the present moment.
Yeah.
I can't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to come when tomorrow gets here. Today, right now, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I think that's the energy we have to use for 2024.
Yeah.
We have to be able to have some plans, a sketch. And I love that you're writing with a pencil, because I write a lot with a pencil because I can adjust the pencil.
Yeah.
Where markers, I got to find that whiteout thing that goes, makes my calendar look icky, right? That you could just erase. And I think that's the energy you're talking about, is when you could get in that, it's going to be so much easier to handle the energy at the end of the year that feels maybe
a little heavier,
turbulent.
Yeah.
You know, I stay away from the W word of, but I like to stand in a little turbulence, because, you know, turbulence, you get in an airplane, you hit a little turbulence. What happens? You're out of it.
Yeah.
You don't ride in it.
That's right.
And I think that's going to be the message for the end of 24, is you're going to feel the turbulence.
Mm-hmm.
Your choice is, are you going to keep your stay in it?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we just going to adjust our altitude up or down to get out of it?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I think that's going to be the message towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
I'm also seeing collaboration.
Yeah.
Like really,
just all day
right.
Long.
So yeah. It's writing that, but then, and that goes back to some things that we've talked about. I just keep seeing like collaboration, and you have strengths that I don't have. You have strengths that I don't have. And rather than saying I'm not good enough or I'm not this or I'm not that, you're just like, we're going, let's go. Yeah. And we might stumble and fall, and you might need me to grab your backpack for a little bit. And then I might need you to do this while I go get some water. And then we're like, I just think that if we kind of see that, and it's okay to stumble and fall, and it's okay to go in the mud puddle, and you know, someone might want to go down a rabbit hole of whatever, and we just kind of like go, okay, we're here. When you want to come up, here's a ladder, and here's a shower and a great robe, and we'll get you all clean, and then we'll keep going.
And then
I might want to go down a rabbit hole, and just kind of doing that together. Yeah. Sorry, my little rambling.
No, I was okay. Just, you made me think because eighth house.
I made you think.
You made me think because eighth house is collaboration. And for me, it's really strong this year because Jupiter's moving into my eighth house. Jupiter spends about a year in each house, right? So wherever you have Taurus right now till May, Jupiter will be there bringing positive stuff, right? Whatever house that is. But anyway, so it made me think about, because I've been thinking about the importance of expanding that kind of collaborative, like exactly what you said. Sorry. It's just, I love when people carry the same energy or the same thoughts. It feels like we're all sharing in what we know, you know, what we know from our heart.
We were speaking telepathically earlier and then I forgot to use the words in English. And I was just like, right. And you're like, yep.
Yeah. Anyway.
I've learned so much from jumping into the world of this magazine and this platform. And it's like, just take ego and just go out the door. And just like, we're all in this together. And how do we support each other? And no one's better. No one's worse. No one's this. No one's that. It's just like, if you're willing to come to the table curious, willing to listen with an open heart and willing to support others, like so much happens.
And what we create together is much bigger than what any of us can create by ourselves.
Amen. Can we say that again?
Yeah. What we create together is so much bigger than what any of us can create by ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, it's so...
That is powerful.
We're doing an event in March, and I'm collaborating with Eric and Bert from Two Guys in the Know. And people have been asking me, like, why don't you just go off and do things on your own? I love collaboration. Yeah. I love it. And I just, because I love the we, not the right. And we're this thing's going to be so cool. I'm so excited about it.
I'm so sad. I'm not going to be
here. You're not going to be here. No, it's all good.
We'll
hold
energy for you.
Yeah. We'll do it. We're going to do it again.
I know
next
you
year.
Will. Your events are amazing.
Thank you. Well, we are on the edge, so we can do that.
That piece is, when you said that, is because we become a whole when we step together with people. When we stand out just on our own, we just bring, I only got my suitcase. That's all I got, pal. You know, I forgot my shampoo. Did you bring the shampoo? Great, pass it over. That's how it works in a collaboration. And I love the piece you said, everybody's got different skill sets and everybody brings a different energy. And, you know, my energy maybe doesn't click with some people, but if we put it all together, everybody's like, oh, I resonate with that person. And then we got people coming in.
Yeah.
And that's what's so awesome about working in collaboration is that people show up for different reasons, for different energy, but the important piece is they showed up.
Yeah.
Who cares how they got there? I don't need it to be on my back. We don't need to be, you know what I mean? It's just everybody come, open that space and let it be. And then everybody brings in their peeps and then their peeps grow from everybody else.
Well,
and that's the beauty of collaboration.
And that's the thing you see, because again, for me, I'm always thinking in terms of the astrology, right?
Right.
When one of the things you can see really clearly from astrology is the people that I draw in for readings always have something similar or connected to my chart. You can see it pretty quickly. And you can also see, like, when I'm going through a big transit, like Mars, Pluto, all of a sudden I have Pluto people coming in one after another, and they're teaching me and I'm teaching them. Right. Yes. And it's not necessarily about, it's something's arising between us to be, I don't know what the word for it is, but to be realized. I realize something as a result of doing the reading. They realize something, and it's consciousness, I think, wanting to know itself. I mean, that's just one of my big things about curiosity in life, is we're being led by the self or the soul to each new experience that's going to broaden our capacity to step more fully into sort of the unique parts of who we are. right? Because life wants to be lived fully. It doesn't want us to be inhibited. It doesn't want us to shut ourselves down out of fear or anything like that. So anyway, that's my whole life revolves around that, honestly.
Yeah. And have you ever gone through, this just happened. I went through this big sort of transition and this big life event. And then all of a sudden I went to an event, a psychic expo, and I started doing readings, and one reading after another reading. I'm like, okay, thank you, angels, for letting me experience this.
Yes.
Because it was this experience, this lesson, this learning, this whatever that I just shared with all these people today. But whenever you go through it first, you're like, because when you're in the middle of it, you're like, why am I experiencing this right now? What is this all about? And then you open up, you do readings, and it's like, ding, 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 ding. You're like, ding, ding, ding. I get it, right? Yeah. And it's so crazy. It's so crazy. And then I always have to go back and thank the angels for that experience. Yeah. Even though I was like, what is going on right now?
Right. You know? When you're in it, it's not necessarily so fun, right? When you're bringing stuff, when Pluto's making you bring up stuff to deal with and to come to know in yourself. But like you said, then it's like the juice that you get to use to extend your hand to somebody else who's going through that situation and offer them what you've what you've learned or what consciousness has learned through you.
I always say lock elbows. Let's just lock elbows. Hey, I'm curious because this is the Being Curious show. And I'm curious. Attorney.
Yeah.
What? You can't do that with only 2 minutes left.
Remember,
how did you get here? Like, you have this amazing backstory. Thank you so much.
We're off to see the wizard, Wizard of Oz.
So
we are coming back, and we're going to be very curious about how an attorney is sitting across from a psychologist, and what the heck are we doing here? And Kelly, the marketing guru, how did the three ladies get together today?
That's right. That's a really good question.
Okay, absolutely. You get to start just a little
bit. I would say not just attorney, but corporate attorney at a big, I was a trial lawyer at the biggest firm in town.
Oh my God, I have to hold on to my table for just a minute.
Oh my God, that sounds, I would have loved to watch you. I said this in the break.
I was a good trial lawyer.
Yeah, of course you were.
Yeah, you read everyone's charts and got into the energy.
Well, no, I didn't know the astrology, but I'm very intuitive. I'm very good at reading people, so I could get, I'm Scorpio rising, and we love to dig deep and see what nobody else sees.
Were you able to pick juries? Like, were you able to just go bam, 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 bam,
or more, Scorpios are pretty good at seeing what people are hiding.
Ooh.
So I did a lot of financial litigation and poking around and finding fraud and then cross-examining people that were lying and cheating. And
that's awesome. I love it.
I just have to tell you something.
Yeah.
I have called to jury duty, I think, 5 times. And I've been kicked out the first day every time.
Oh, because you say what you do?
I say what I do.
Yeah.
I'm a psychologist, an ordained priest, and I'm a psychic medium. Yeah, goodbye.
Yeah.
Have a good day, they say, and out the door I walk. I have never made it past.
Oh, I have no doubt.
I have never made it past there.
Yeah.
Nope. No, but I don't hide who I am. It's like,
you want me? And they're like, no. Yeah. I'd want you.
Yeah. Well,
if I had a good case,
if
I had a bad case, I wouldn't want you because you'd convince everybody else, right? Because you'd know the truth in a way that other people wouldn't, right?
Yeah. So we got to hear because I'm so curious.
Because you could be like a total secret weapon or you could be a total disruptor.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And absolutely. I always laughed because I knew I'd never make it past day one.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool.
Okay, you guys, we can't make this up. We're going to be coming in hot into segment 3.
Amen.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So check us out. You started shooting fireworks. So I'm just I'm trying to bring us out.
Pause.
Edge Magazine, rock on.
We've got
Cheryl. We've got Kathy. Ooh, this is what happens when you get all of this stuff going on.
Yeah.
The Being Curious show. We'll be right back. Awaken your spirit at Edge Life Reawakened. Join us. Immerse yourself in the extraordinary at Edge Life Reawakened on March 2nd, 2024 from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Delta Hotel. Co-hosted by Edge Magazine and Awakenings, this immersive event beckons attendees to explore the realms of metaphysical, paranormal, and holistic vendors. With over 70 vendors, including astrologers, crystal experts, holistic healers, you're in for a day of discovery and a real treat. Connect, engage, and play with authors, metaphysical, holistic health, and unique products and services. Be a part of this mystical journey. Mark your calendars now and visit Edge Magazine's event page, edgemagazine.net, and elevate your spirit with Edge Life Reawakened. That's edgemagazine.net / Edge Life Events Reawakened. Check it out. Ever find yourself stuck, disconnected, or overwhelmed in life? Meet Wendy Benning Swanson, a beacon of transformation who emerged from her own healing journey to reconnect with her inner power. Now, she's on a mission to guide others on a path of rediscovery. Wendy's healing sessions clear mind clutter, ease anxiety, and bring joy, leading you back to your true nature. Ready to explore your inner power? Join Wendy for a complimentary one-hour session. Curious? Schedule your free consultation at wendybenningswanson.as.me/ZOOM. Hi, everybody. We're back. We're in segment three. The music's still playing. Oh, there we go. It's like it's show one, right, guys? Okay, we're trying that again. Being Curious Show. We're back with Kathy and Cheryl. Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
Kathy, I got a question for you.
See, this is
okay,
why we need
I
her
got
here.
An answer.
I got a question. So this be, I'm curious.
Yeah.
Because I, as a life coach and a mentor of many,
yeah.
People say, come to me and they'll say, but Cheryl, what's my life purpose?
Yeah.
And I say, well, what is your passion?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they're attorneys like you. So I want to hear, I want to hear from you how you'd used your life passion to be an attorney. And how you still used your skill set, because there's no way your intuitive came about when you decided to study astrology.
Oh yeah.
And so I want you to talk about that piece. Talk about piece. How as an attorney you used your intuition and then how it led you to where you are today.
Yeah, wow, that's a big question.
We have 14 minutes and 39 seconds.
Okay. Well. Wow. How I used it as a lawyer. I think as a lawyer, my intuition was, I was a little unconscious, more unconscious than I am today. I've had, you know, experiences of awakening on multiple levels that have allowed me to be more open to and own my intuitive capacity. As a lawyer and even as a child, it was more of a protective kind of thing. Like if you're really intuitive, you know how to read people so, you know, things go okay for you. Mm-hmm. Or how to make partner at the big law firm kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, that first part of my life was very much about survival and getting the ground underneath me. And that's the message I've gotten just in general. That being able to get the ground underneath me in a way where I felt really secure so that I could come out into the world in a really full and open way. Because you can imagine having been a, you know, my old friends at the corporate law firm, and they're not my, it's they wouldn't understand being an astrologer, right? And so to make this leap is kind of like, there's a guy named Brian Weiss. I don't know if you know Brian Weiss, but he was this psychiatrist, and he had to make the leap from being a psychiatrist after a woman came into his office and revealed all these past lives under
many lives, many masters.
Many lives, many masters. Bam. He was like in this big position at this big hospital. And he had to make the decision, am I going to go open with this thing that's been revealed to me? And that was a book I read pretty young. And I don't know, it felt like it was something that made me understand how difficult over the years this transition would be for me. I know I'm jumping all over the place.
No, you're fine.
How brave he was. And he gave me a great role model for somebody who was in the system. Who would be trusted. I think people trust me sometimes if they know my background as a lawyer and as an astrologer. they know what a skeptic part of me is, because you can't have a lawyer's brain without like wanting to dig underneath and see, is this true or is this not true? Remember, I used to work on fraud cases, right? and for me, you know, starting the spiritual seeking around year 2000 after I quit being a lawyer and having all these opening experiences and then wondering what they were and interacting and doing divination through astrology, I Ching, tarot, and seeing the synchronicities, mm-hmm. and seeing in astrology, one of the things that's different than a psychic reading, and I love psychic readings, but with astrology, the client, and sometimes if they're a little nervous, they can actually see what you're talking about. So they don't have to, if they have skepticism, they can say, okay, wow, that's really true about me. And you see it there in my chart. And it's beautiful as well to see yourself reflected in the stars.
Those are my analytical clients.
Yeah.
I have clients who are analytical,
right.
analytical. So the clients of mine that are analytical, I go back to my psychology.
Oh, like, sure.
I'm a psychologist, you know, I'm an ordained priest, you know, and I get that piece.
Yeah, you have multiple.
But we have clients that come to us, and I can see them. They sit down and I'm like, the question is analytical. And I go, they're in their head, not in their heart.
Yeah.
And so it's to get them to kind of shift and drop in to their heart and their soul.
Exactly.
To ask the question from their heart and their soul. But that helps. So when
because they begin to trust
yes.
you. If you with astrology, if you know where somebody's moon is, that's where they're protecting themselves and what they need to feel nurtured.
Yes.
And so you can explain their moon to them. And then all of a sudden, like you said, they drop down into the body. And then I can go more easily into the intuitive space with them.
Well,
so
and
that's
I
absolutely
thank you.
True.
I thank you because your work is form, fit, function. Here it is. You can see it. You can touch it. You can do that.
Yeah.
And that brings people into the spiritual world.
Yeah.
So then they can come to someone like me
yeah.
who is a psychic who talks to the angels and people
yeah.
are like,
right.
You see, but you start to build that trust for us. So
yeah.
I say thank you.
Yeah.
I say thank you. When I get clients in front of me that are analytical,
yeah.
I immediately start to look for in my little Rolodex, my old Rolodex that's now here in a phone. But I look for people I can send them to give them something that they can touch.
Exactly, because the soul needs to feel comfortable.
Yes.
And if it doesn't, it's just going to scurry away.
Right. And so those souls that are looking for that confirmation, amen, thank you for what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the piece where, you know, multiple lifetimes you've been in tune with spirituality and all the different forms of it. And I think as a lawyer, in your head, analytical. Now look at what you're doing. It's a beautiful. It's so
mm-hmm.
beautiful, the transition
mm-hmm.
and the way you bring it together. And because you've always, I think the biggest piece here is you've always used your skill set.
Mm-hmm.
You've always used your heart and your soul, even in your work
mm-hmm.
as a lawyer, looking for the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Truth is very important. And also looking, like I think I said before, to, you know, I have Uranus that got a revolution right at my midheaven, exactly, right? And so that can mean somebody who has multiple professions or
right.
does a lot of different things, but it can also be about liberation. And so something that's very important to me and that fits with my life path as well is helping people to liberate themselves from all the shoulds of life, especially women.
Yes.
And so I have a real – I'm going to use the word feminist, use it lightly, because it's not a political agenda so much as – the reality that over the course of lifetime or many centuries, women have been kept from stepping more fully into the truth of who they are because of serving other people, because they've been trained by culture to only look to others first and not connect as deeply with their own light, right? And so connecting women with the reality that they can step outside of the box and take care of their own soul before they take care of other people's souls, right? It feels like it's very much also part of my mission. My chart ruler in astrology is in Cancer, which is the sign of women and children. So I've also done a lot of work, you know, sort of advocating on behalf of women and children as a lawyer, sort of separately. Volunteer work. After I left the law firm, you know, I went out and I helped people like the women and children down in Texas at the detention centers in 2017 and 18. Because similar to, I think you were talking about how you helped who did you help again?
So I worked on the streets with homeless youth.
Right. So it's a similar energy. The trauma that the people that I've worked with who are asylum seekers, I'm really quite good at working with people who have deep trauma because of all the inner work that I've done. Mm-hmm. I have a master's in clinical psych too, and mm-hmm. have done a lot of work. Did years and years of was in.
Oh my God, you
Jungian
were such
analysis.
A secret weapon at the firm. No wonder you were like, oh my God.
I read that about her last night, and I'm like, holy Hannah, who would hire you? Which firm would hire a psychologist?
I was a psychologist after.
Yeah, but you had it in your soul.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah. And I want to say something. So we talked about the turbulence at the end of 2024.
Yeah.
One of the things I said is, in the turbulence, you have a choice of going higher or lower in your altitude, right? Another plane analogy that you just talked about was women, feminist.
Yeah.
All humans.
Yeah.
I say. One of the things they say in an event that we would have an emergency in the air.
Oh, right. Put your own mask on. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And I think that's, when you said that, that is something that people can relate to, those people that forget that. It's like the air mask drops, put it on yourself first, tighten it up before you start to help others.
Yeah.
Because you need oxygen.
You do. And the other thing is, I mean, the psychologist in you is going to get this as well. If you deplete yourself, you start getting resentful and that S comes out the side and then you didn't mean to, but you've hurt somebody. If you have not taken care of yourself, eventually your soul knows it and it says no more. And sometimes it can be at a time when your ego doesn't want that. It would like to be able to be kind to somebody, but you are done. And so anyway, so that's the reason to be self-aware and work with the energies is so that you – because the soul's not going to let you get away with not taking care of it.
Nope.
It just doesn't.
Nope. So do you see how your life purpose on this earth has been so immense?
Yeah.
And look at the people you've touched.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, oh, my goodness, look at how many more you're going to touch.
Yeah. Thank you.
So how do people work with you?
Exactly.
How do they work with me? Well, I do readings at home as well as over Zoom. And then I have this monthly astrology group that I was talking about.
So tell us about a reading. So how if I was saying, oh, my gosh, I want to have a reading with Kathy, what does that look like? What do I need to prepare? Like what do I do?
I usually give everybody a form. I like to look at karmic patterns in people's charts. So depending.
Of course, you have a form for people to fill out.
Sorry.
Brett, there's our timestamp. We were waiting for that to happen. Don't worry about it. Live stream. Woo! Right?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a lot of Virgo energy. I like to ask people, because what happens is our big events and our small big events, whether good or bad, things that have touched us, you can see, if you sort of know the date, you can see the pattern to what's going on now. And you as a psychologist know as well that if you come into a reading with something happening, mm-hmm. if you remember past events, they're going to relate to that thing.
Amen.
Right? And so it's a way of me being able to understand the particular energy that's lighting up for a person.
I see like you mapping it out, like trending it and going like, do you see that over there? See that cluster? See that cluster over there? Let's dive a little deeper into that because that's going to help us with that and that's going to help us with that. And
Absolutely. No, and I am very present in my reading. So the technical stuff doesn't come in as much as, you know, trying to find that sweet spot with a person when you're looking at them sort of face to face, talking about what's happening with them. And again, building up the trust first by them being able to see that you can see things, right?
Right.
And then, you know, a lot of times it's like in a psychology session where, you know, the big question might not pop up until the last 10 minutes, the big thing that they're really struggling with, right?
Or the last minute when they walk out the door and they they grab the door handle, they go, oh, I forgot to tell you. And you're like,
I get so many people at like 3 minutes, I'm about to start closing things down. And you're like, do you have anything else? Yeah, I'd like to have this, 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 and this. So you couldn't have brought that up an hour and a half ago? That's okay. But no, sometimes you have to pull back the onion.
Yeah.
Pull. And then you're like, oh, there's another onion in here. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. So I got a question. So what if somebody doesn't know the time of day they were born because they have a second copy of their birth certificate?
Yeah, it's fine. You can't – there's a little bit of information that you can't get, but you put in 12 o'clock and it works because it's – I can't explain why. Mm-hmm. But it's – again, it's like any sort of divination. in that the information that needs to come through is going to come through. And you still have a lot with astrology as far as where the signs are and where the planets are connected to each
Perfect.
Other.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. Just because I don't want to miss out.
Yeah.
How does someone book time with you?
They go on my website, KathyGanaticAstrologer.com.
Beautiful.
You might have to put that in the show notes.
We'll
or
put
something.
That in the show notes.
You can also, that website shows up on my Instagram, astro.nat, G-N-A-T. Yeah, and you can check out my website. There's a lot of different types of readings I offer depending on what stage of life you're in. Mm-hmm. You know, there's the basic natal reading, but then I do midlife readings and third act reading for people that are sort of near retirement. But, you know, the thing about astrology is there are these big cyclical patterns. So everybody at midlife around the age of between 40 and 44 is going to go through their Uranus opposition. It's the midlife crisis,
yep.
Right? So there's these really typical times, the Chiron return, which is at 50, the Saturn return, which is at 29 and 58. So if you're in those periods, I'm always going to look at those particular patterns and talk about what they mean for you personally.
Steve, it's time to book an appointment with Cassie.
Well, I was going to say, you're about
I'm,
it. You're
right
Chiron
there too.
Return.
We'll do it together.
Of course, Steve. I don't know what you did today, Steve.
I don't know.
I don't know what you did, but you're present in our session. So thank you, Steve, for being a part of us today.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so Facebook. Instagram,
yeah.
Your website.
Yeah, and I do updates, and I'm starting to do video
You're
clips.
A great writer, too.
Thank you, on my Instagram. So you can always just follow my Instagram and see if you like my style or if you resonate with it. I mean, you were saying this earlier. You really need to find somebody who fits who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you like that Scorpio energy, you're probably coming my way.
Rock on. Oh, my gosh, you guys. Okay, so it is the Being Curious show. Thank you so much for being here today. I really, this was a fun one. We were worried
really
about like
was.
How are we going to fill 48 minutes? They always slide by.
Yeah.
So I am Kelly, Being Curious. This is Cheryl, and we're here with Kathy, and it was just a delightful show. Thank you so much for being here. Stay curious. Like, stay curious in 2024. It's going to be really important. And thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Kathy.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.